the outside of the ear of corn is called the
hoof.
And the stringy stuff you pull off it.
Silk. Corn silk.
Okay. And the thing that goes at the top of the corn is called.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't know what to go.
What do you call it on a graduation cap?
Tassels.
Okay. And little yellow crookedneck vegetable.
Squash.
Are there different kinds of squash?
Yeah. A yellow squash, a white squash.
Any special name for the white flat kind of squash?
Not that I know of.
What about a big thing you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkins.
And what different kinds of melons do people get around here?
Cantaloupe, watermelon.
Is there any other name for cantaloupe? Do you ever hear muskmelon or mushmelon?
Yeah, mushmallow.
What's the difference?
Well, the ones I've seen, it looks like a cantaloupe, except it's larger than a cantaloupe. And it has the inside's different on it, too.
How's it?
It's sweeter, I believe, than a cantaloupe.
Is it the same shape? Tomorrow?
Yeah, the same shape, man.
Are there different kinds of watermelon?
Yeah. They have a black diamond, Calhoun sweet.
What do those look like?
Black Diamond is a large watermelon. It's very big. Calhoun sweet is long, but the Black Diamond is round.
Mm-hmm. Any special name for the ones that are yellow inside?
Have
you ever seen a watermelon like that?
Yeah, I've seen one. But I don't know the name of it.
And a little umbrella shaped thing that grows up in the woods and fields after it rains.
Mushrooms.
Any other name for them?
Toadstool.
Is that the same?
I said the same thing.
And some of the people smoke would be?
Cigarettes?
And the
tobacco?
The brown things. Bigger than cigarettes.
Cigars.
And say someone offered to do you a favor. You'd say, well, thank you, but I don't want to feel
obligated.
And someone asked you if you were able to do something, you say, sure,
I can do it.
And if you weren't able to, you say, no, I
cannot.
But no, I. They ask you, can you do it? You say, no, I.
No, I can't.
And if you just refuse to do it, they say, will you do that? You say, no,
I won't.
And someone asked you about sundown to do some work, you'd say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I'm going to.
I've done all I'm going to.
And you say there was a really bad accident up the road, but then why did you need to call a doctor? Because by the time we got there, the person was what dead?
Already dead.
Did you ever say it was done dead?
No.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
How did you hear people use that?
Well, where I used to live, I heard a lot of that. I heard them say done dead, killed.
Where you live, in the store you
mean? Yeah.
You say, in a situation like that, a person, what, be careful, a person, in a dangerous situation, a person
should be careful.
What's another way of saying should be?
Should watch out.
Or you say, if a child, you tell a child you're not doing what you what to do.
What or told to do.
Or what you
should do.
Did you ever say what you ought to do or?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
You're not doing what you ought to do.